It's a special broadcast of the Inside Outside Guys, live from the Basements Plus showroom in Commerce, Michigan. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing experts today at basementsplus.com. Here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good morning and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Inside Outside Guys. Mike, real quick, this is going on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. This Saturday. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust on this beautiful fall day, right, buddy?
I agree with you 1,000%. We're going to have a lot of fun today, aren't we?
Yeah, it might not be real beautiful out there today, but if you sit inside and you sit back and listen, you are going to learn a ton about basements today, aren't they?
Well, are we in the Basements Plus studio for the next 2 hours?
We're in the Basements Plus studio. World famous. Yeah.
I like that.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Because they weren't going to let me in initially. And I said, why? And they said, because you're you.
Because, yeah, you're the guy.
I get it.
You're the guy. So we are at Basements Plus Warehouse right now. We're going to spend most of the day talking to Steve, Amy, Kyle, Katie,
a few other people, yeah.
A bunch of people at Basements Plus, because Chuck, we've sat in a couple of their basements that they've finished, and they're absolutely a work of art, aren't they?
You know, I came up in this industry back in the 70s, and people, if you did anything in a basement, you might throw an asbestos tile on the floor and some paneling on the sidewalls after you nailed furring strips to the exterior walls. I think about that now, and I just shake my head.
You're right. Now, with the newer basements, let's say last 20, 30 years, they've been doing a lot better job on the outside of those basements with the waterproofing membranes and stuff they put. It makes it a lot safer, would you say?
Yeah, we've got a little smarter as an industry. I'm sure when we talk to Steve and Amy, they'll find some contradictions to this, but even building houses higher out of the ground a little bit, you know, so things drain better instead of, you know, putting everything way down into
a big hole
that's going to catch water.
You're so right. I mean, all over Southeast Michigan, Berkeley, Royal Oak, Lincoln Park, Downriver, those communities were all built on wetlands. And why, when they built them, they didn't think, hey, maybe we should lift them up a little bit? Because there are so many garages, single car garages or standalone garages that are built so low and bad.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, you mentioned water, and I can't help but think that we actually do have a great resource for clean, pure water. I mean, people shower every day. They cook with water every day. They drink, hopefully, water every day.
Yeah.
But they don't even know what's in that water.
They don't.
Unless they have a good company.
Like Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. You know, I was watching something the other day, Chuck, and they said the state of West Virginia, almost a third of their residents are on non-traditional water, not city water. And then they went to the look on your face is right. They went to the couple of water treatment plants, and they were literally buildings falling apart. We don't have to deal with that in Michigan. One of the first times I met Jared Beauchamp, he told me, we have phenomenal city water in this area, but it still may need some help.
Exactly. And the thing is, there's still a lot of houses out there that are on wells, and the aquifer they draw from can change in 6 months.
Right.
From what you had, you know, a year ago to a totally different source. And Beauchamp can analyze that water free of charge and provide solutions for you so that you've got pure, healthy, clean water.
Get your water tested for free at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
And, you know, speaking of water, John McFarland from McFarland Painting.
You're good. Keep going.
Well, I was thinking of, Dad taught me years ago, Dad would always buy really good paint brushes, and we used a lot of oil-based and latex, and he said,
obviously a lot of lead-based, too, I can tell you.
That little tick. He said, clean the brushes, and he made darn sure you cleaned them well and then hung them properly, because you were going to have to use them again. You weren't going to throw them away and buy a new one.
Right.
And John has the same philosophy. Look, the minute you're done, clean your equipment and make it look like you did when you bought it.
Amen.
And there's no reason for it not to be that way.
You're right.
So I love that. We appreciate the tip from John, because he knows some people are do-it-yourselfers and they're going to not hire a good professional painting company like he has.
You're absolutely correct. Hey, everyone, I want to remind you, keep sending those emails. Boys, we're getting a lot of emails with a lot of great questions. And we got a question this week, Chuck. Somebody who was doing a chimney, and they said, do I need to pull a permit because the contractor says I don't need to pull a permit? And the answer, it really depends. There's so many jurisdictions around Southeast Michigan where they might make you pull a permit for one thing, but not another. You may call them and they say, nope, you don't need one. And then right next door, the jurisdiction next door, you have to have one.
You're right.
So our advice is always, you might not want it. People are afraid to call their local building department.
We always tell, look, call them anonymously.
Yeah.
Call them from a payphone.
Tell me your name is Chuck Bridenstine.
Truly. And just say, you know, I live in your jurisdiction at this address, or make up an address that's close by to yours without being yours, and ask if you need a permit for the specific work you're getting done. I mean, it's hilarious. But
now, there are certain jurisdictions that I've always said, if you call them and ask them, I need to change a doorknob, they're going to tell you you need a permit.
Yeah.
That's not all of them. It's only a couple of them. But if you need a permit, make sure a permit's paid for. There, that way, when the job's all done, the city can come in and put their stamp of approval on it.
Well, too, you're not going to have issues that are going to come and bite you 10 years now after you sell the house, or maybe after one of the spouses passes away and you've got someone living there on a small income. You know, you've got to make sure that the house is legal.
Right.
Because they can make you redo it in 10 years if it wasn't done properly last year.
Or not even that. We've talked about this. If it's something that possibly could cause a tragedy, a fire, your insurance company may not cover it if
there wasn't a
permit pulled and the city known what's going on.
Especially in this day and age.
Generators.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you want a permit pulled if someone's putting a generator in for you.
Well, think of it. They're messing around with your electricity.
Right.
They're messing around with your gas coming into the house. I mean, there are so many issues potentially with contaminated exhaust coming out of that generator engine if it's not properly placed.
Right.
So,
right.
There's two or three permits got to be pulled for that probably.
Right, right. And then your intake might be taken into your house and people are wondering, why is my CO detector going off? It's because you're...
So would you feel comfortable if Metro Electric did your Generac generator install that they would pull all the necessary permits?
Oh, I wouldn't even think twice about it. I know they would.
You know, they're a great company. They've got a free 10-year warranty if you buy a generator for them. And a free 3-year maintenance warranty today if you buy a generator
from
them.
You know, people don't understand that generator is sitting next to your house. That's an engine. And you may not be driving it, but try starting it up and letting it run for a week and then thinking that it might not need any maintenance. Just like your vehicle needs maintenance, those engines in those Generacs need maintenance.
So you're saying start your car and let it run for 7 days straight?
No. I'm saying that's what your generator will do. And when you get a company like Metro Electric that's willing to come in and do it for a great price, great warranty, and then give you 3 years free maintenance, that's invaluable. Stick around, everybody. We're going to have a great conversation with our good friends from Basements Plus when we get back right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, live at the Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off. Well, wait a minute. We've got Steve and Amy Iverson here. Why isn't the general public here? What's the purpose of this chili cook-off thing? What's going on?
I don't think we have enough chili for the general public. There will probably be 100 to 120 people here later on in an hour or
really?
So.
Really?
Yeah. So I think we have 15 entries, mostly people that work here or vendors. We actually have one pot of chili in from Ohio.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you sample it?
Of course.
Everyone?
I will.
Try to.
Yeah.
Can you do spicy?
Oh, there is spicy, yeah. Some of them are, there's all different varieties. It's a fun batch of chilies to sample, all different kinds.
Is anybody in charge of cornbread?
Somebody brings cornbread every time. Yep. Desserts.
Sour cream, right?
Yes.
Gotta be there.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be my bride, yeah. So do you try it?
Yes, yeah, so there's probably like 17 pots that are brewing right now and warming
really?
Up. So then it's people's choice. So we all get a little cup, taste it, and there's a slip to put down your winner. And at the end of the hour, we announce the 3-2-1, who's number one.
Can you do spicy?
I'll do mild, like mild spicy.
Okay.
But not spicy.
Can you do spicy?
I cry like a baby.
Me too.
No, I can't.
I mean, honestly, I'm a girl when it comes to that.
I just can't do it. I hate to admit it.
My wife actually made chili just the other day, and I had a bite, and I'm like, sorry, honey, I can't have it. She's like, what are you talking about? I put nothing in there. Something's spicy in there.
I have to admit, I love my wife, but she made chicken chili last week. No.
Too spicy for you?
Well, the beef adds flavor to it, which was not in there because chickens aren't beef. And she, my wife could be a vegetarian.
That was the problem, was it was chicken?
Well, and it was tiny little chicken, so there wasn't even any meat to chew.
What do you mean tiny little chicken? Did you cut chickadees?
She diced it. I can't believe we're talking about chili to this extent. But I'm curious to see what you guys have out there.
There's going to be turkey chili there, I bet.
I didn't see any. I didn't hear of any.
I love turkey chili. It's good.
Somebody did submit a vegan pot a few years ago, but that was a no.
Oh, yeah. They got last place, didn't it? Yeah.
No, that one didn't go anywhere.
Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not chili then. It's just
right. Soup.
Tomato-flavored soup. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay.
I love it.
So we kind of zeroed it. So you're going to have some vendors and some employees that are doing this. You're doing it for morale, team building, or because you really like free chili?
Well, both, but you know, mostly for our team. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. We started it in 2019. I don't know, we probably only had a half a dozen pots at that time, and it's just grown year after year after
year.
And
it is cool.
Super competitive.
Yeah.
Like they
really?
Brew, and you practice batches, and
that's funny.
You know, you can, you know, show your muscle and your metal all year round, like.
You've got a really cool trophy here. I love it.
That is cool. Yeah.
If you want to see who won it last, it's right there.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, they all say Steve Iverson.
How did Steve Iverson win it?
Steve's won everyone.
Yeah. You should be booted out of the competition. Why are you...
Talk about conflict of interest, right?
Everybody goes, well,
it's
Steve's
blind.
Is the best.
It's
why? I don't
want
to get fired.
No one knows.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
knows. It's
that's,
a secret.
Okay, that's true.
So what is your secret? We won't tell anybody.
I don't think this is a venue for that.
Chunks of venison.
Chicken.
Venison.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm with you there.
All
God
right.
bless you.
So... cooking chili isn't all Basements Plus does. You guys also love to finish basements. How's the year been for you guys?
Actually, we've had a great year in basement finishing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We had the first 6 months of the year, four of the months were a record year or record months for us. So
you're kidding.
It really stockpiled our backlog for the rest of the year, essentially.
Yeah. Now, you're a big believer. You don't put all that money into a basement unless you can feel good about it being dry for the next 20 years or whatever.
Correct, yeah.
So that side of your business, has that been pretty good for you this year too also? Or
it started out great.
September.
Yeah, until August, September.
Oh,
you know, you look around town here and everybody's grass is brown.
I know.
You know, it's that makes the phone ring. When it rains, people call like crazy. When there's no rain, it dries up, and so do the phone calls.
And Michigan, Grand Rapids in particular, but even this side of the state, you know, we are down in terms of rainfall.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's that out of sight, out of mind thing. I'm not saying water in my basement so I don't call.
It is out of sight, out of mind. However, it's still a great time. You know, it's might even be a better time to just to have somebody come out and do an inspection, look for, because there's still, even if there's not water showing, you've got efflorescence.
Of course.
You've got cracks. You've got all kinds of
dampness,
things that need
humidity,
to be, that need to be measured. So
will you guys do an inspection like that for somebody if they want it?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a free inspection.
Free.
Free inspection, yeah.
Legitimate free inspection. I want to make sure people hear that because why wouldn't you do it?
21-point inspection. We're going to check all over the place, everything from the bond of the basement down to the slab and the poured wall or block wall, whatever it is.
Now, there are a lot of different kinds of basements. Main two are cinder block, and now everyone's doing, you know, poured concrete.
Yeah.
Do any of them scare you?
No, not at all.
They
both have their own nuances. You know, you can find a lot of water inside of a block wall that just lives there, and that's problematic in a variety of ways.
An old stone foundation? Will you even touch something like that? They can be
brutal. The wall itself is difficult for us because we're not set up, you know, with like shotcrete or something like that.
Yeah,
but. The waterproofing part, I guess to answer your question, it depends on what the issue is.
Okay.
So
encapsulating some of that you can do it. I'm guessing it's not real pretty once it's done.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
But it's part of keeping the basement dry. So if only a part of it might be a Michigan basement and the rest of it's finishable, you can do that as well.
Sure, absolutely.
I was thinking you could do a Disney theme with the shotcrete, you know, so you're in a cave down there or something, maybe.
Well, you could. I don't know if I'd recommend it.
Just trying to plant some seeds here.
Right. You get a lot of themed basements. Do people say, I want a honey theme or a ocean theme or something like that?
Yep. Not necessarily themes, but in their decorations and the way that they furnish basements, you know, their artwork, whatever. Their personality comes to life, and if you you go to our website and you look at all the photos there. I mean,
the guitar player that you allowed us.
Yeah, that was a cool one. He had a room dedicated to his music.
That's a beautiful basement.
Yeah, we have some sports nuts. You have people who are into cooking. We have a lady that does cooking classes in her basement.
And really?
So it's, there's whatever your interest is and whatever your desire is, you can really form that basement to be whatever you want it to be.
One thing I've realized, like our friend Mike Pierce, who has a few kids, he has a nice finished basement. But when you have that good finished basement, your upstairs can stay a lot cleaner.
Can't it? For sure.
When you have all the kids and everyone playing downstairs, if I had a finished basement, they wouldn't even be in the front room. They'd be downstairs the whole time.
Yeah.
If I had kids that young as well.
Well, the two of you finished your basement in your home, mm-hmm. and you have a beautiful home. Do you find yourselves gravitating now to that lower level that you finished and not using the upstairs as much, or no? Amy's thoughtful, wistful look.
Well, the laundry room ended up down there, so yep. I'm down there a lot for that reason.
You mean Steve doesn't do it?
No.
Chuck, don't start.
So the holidays, we like to, the upstairs gets full, so we try to, get people to go down there and spread the love around the house.
Gotcha.
With the Lions being fun to watch, having everybody over.
Yeah, so we such get a
all
nice
the
space.
TVs on, so we don't, Steve and I may have one, Abby's still at home, so it's not like we're down there all the time.
Right.
So we're going to have groups of people over.
But it's a great place to entertain, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
I got to believe it makes all sense in the world. Now, do you have to put a bathroom or a laundry down there or a kitchen?
Well, the laundry room started the whole project because we wanted it. It used to be a trend in building new home construction. They would put the laundry right as you come in the garage.
Yep. Yep.
And we bought this house and we decided that wasn't for us. And so first we're going to consider moving it to the basement. Well, then that single laundry room turned into 1,000 square feet of living space with a bar and a bathroom.
Do it right.
Yeah. An extra bedroom.
And we did an exercise room down there too. So
now, are you glad you did it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yes. When we moved in, it was at the bottom of the list because it wasn't a priority. But then once you live in a space, then you realize what you want, and then it quickly went to the top.
Now, would you put the laundry room in the basement again, Amy? I mean, in terms of, I remember Mom, I got to carry everything way down there, and then after it's clean, I got to bring it all back.
You didn't have a laundry chute?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
If we're still in the same home and I can't get down there, we left all the plumbing up there, if I have to undo it and put it up there so I can live there till I'm 80, I can undo put it up there.
And I got to imagine that's one of the biggest questions you get from potential customers who may not have a bathroom in the basement. Can you guys put one in the basement?
Absolutely. I would say we put it in 90% of the basement finishing projects.
Do you?
Yeah, have some sort of bathroom.
At least a half bath.
Yeah. One of the other things on that topic is when most builders rough plumb.
Yes.
And you do not have to keep your bathroom there for a minimal charge.
Glad you said that.
You can move it anywhere and make your design way more functional and fun, rather than focusing and designing around where the builder made it easy for him to install.
Yeah, it is funny because when we used to build, we did that, of course. It was a selling point. But the plumber or somebody would say, well, where do you want that? And you go, where's it easy?
Yeah.
So I just stick it over in the corner. Yeah, so you can move it.
Yeah.
You guys have always been so proud, and you should be, of the team that you guys have assembled here at Basements Plus. We hear such great things about them. When we get back from break and throughout the show, you're going to be introducing some of those people to us. And we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to meet Kyle. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, ready to eat some chili at Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off.
It's a special broadcast of the Inside Outside Guys, live from the Basements Plus showroom in Commerce, Michigan. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing experts today at basementsplus.com. Here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, live at the Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off. This is really cool. We've got Steve Iverson and somebody else next to you. Steve, who's this?
This is my son, Kyle.
Cool.
Kyle is currently our operations manager for our waterproofing and foundation repair company.
What a great trade to learn.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to get busier, isn't it?
I was going to say, is it ever going to go away, the need for what you guys do in basements?
No, it's not.
So tell us a little bit about what you do here and on a daily basis, Kyle.
I guess just kind of starting out on how I started working around here. I've been kind of doing odds and ends, starting from probably 4 years old. Anything I could do to make a buck and buy some fishing lures.
Good for you.
Take the mail out, licking postcards at home.
I love that. So many fathers or parents don't do that with their kids, and it's so important that the kids at a young age learn how to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. Yep. And then you really start liking those bucks and you want more, don't you?
Yep. So that's right when I got a car. I was in during the summers. I was like, "Right, I'm coming to work and make some real money." So I started with our logistics team, who does, like, they're in charge of the deliveries and cleanups and making sure these jobs are spotless. So I started there for 3 years over the summer. I would say that's probably one of the most important jobs I had, because you learn how to just care for the home, set it up properly.
Good for you.
So I spent 3 years there. Next, I spent a summer in the carpentry department, just learning how to do base, case, trim, floor, just kind of basic stuff. From there, got into the construction management school at Michigan State.
Good for you.
Once I got into there, I spent 2 summers as an assistant project manager throughout the summer.
Did you get to know Matt Sial at all over there?
Yes, I did.
Good friend of ours.
Yeah. No, he was probably my favorite professor there.
Good man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember MSU fought Purdue for him big time, and he came to MSU. He didn't even talk about UMM. I don't even know why that is. But well, do they have a great program? I mean, all of their graduates are spoken for every year.
Yeah. Great program. I think it's like a 99% job placement out of that degree.
Yeah. Good for you.
So, Steve, how do you like having your son work for you?
Oh, I love it.
Or with you. Isn't it awesome?
It's great, yeah. And so, you know, he and I are, my brother, Craig, worked here and actually started the department that Kyle's now running. And Kyle worked under Craig for, I don't know, several years in that department. And then Craig just moved into sales, so Kyle took that over at New Year's. But it's a blast having my family. And we've got lots of family here.
That's neat to hear you say that. You really do embrace that. But you have a good son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
awesome.
You have
a good relationship with your brother as well?
Yeah, I've got my brother works here. My 2 nephews, you know, kind of come and go. I've got my brother-in-law, I've got a sister-in-law.
Wow.
My daughter Abby works here 2 days a week. So we do have a lot of family, and even the rest of the team here I consider family. Like, they've been here a long, long time.
So when Kyle mentions he worked under your brother, I got to think that's intentional. You did not want to be Kyle's direct boss.
Correct.
Did you?
No. It was by design, and those two did a great job in that department, growing it into what it is today.
Yeah, I like working under Craig. Like, he's just got years of knowledge, and I came in with some background, but once I transferred into the waterproofing, but it's just a lot to take in, and a totally different realm from finishing basements. So
it's a different science.
How many buckets of concrete have you hiked up and down the stairs in your day?
Oh,
broken concrete. Yeah, that's good though.
It is
hard
good.
Work. Yeah,
I love it. So on a daily basis, what do you do, Kyle?
So I come in the mornings. Our crews get here at 6:45 a.m. We'll review what happened the previous day, make sure there's nothing to follow up on with customers. then from there, we're reviewing the upcoming job for the day, making sure they're set up for success, have all the info they need before they go out into the field. And then from there, it's all, I work a lot in the future, so I'm making sure all the upcoming jobs are, have the trades coordinated, homeowners are, I do a lot of communication with them to make sure that they're ready for us to come in there, so that it's a smooth transition and job for them, but also for our team.
So what different types of things can you do to assure that once the other team members come in to finish a basement, that basement's not going to leak?
A lot of it's really, a lot of that part's up to our foreman when they're on site. If they see a drastic amount of water, offering additional solutions so that we know that that basement's never going to leak. So a lot of it's, you can't have x-ray vision, so it's a lot of it's on that
sure.
foreman to
past experience.
Yeah. And we do a lot of training, so our guys, Kyle does a lot of over-communicating in the beginning, making sure everybody knows what the expectations are.
I like that over-communicating. That's good.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of companies fail, is they don't communicate enough, and they don't set proper expectations. Whether those expectations are good or bad, it's just set them and let them know what's coming at them.
Well, Kyle, to have the whole crew get in here at 6:45 and then go over what you did yesterday, a lot of companies, they'll do that once a week, and then the rest of the week they'll all meet at the job site. You guys do that every day.
Yeah.
And that is directly why you have the Google reviews that you had. That is directly why you guys are such a successful business. Most companies do that. They see, well, we're just paying guys to sit around and talk to them. No, you guys are paying guys to educate them and making sure that every part of the job goes right.
Yep, I want to arm them with the info up front and then allow them to go out there and make educated decisions and do the best thing for the customer.
And you mentioned cleanup. I've always said you could do the best job in the world. I mean, an A-plus job, but if you don't clean up right, you're not going to have a happy customer. And just do a little bit above and beyond.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's been your responsibility.
Especially in our line of work, once we come through there, the only thing you're seeing is about a half inch of the water guard flange and our concrete work. So our cleanup is everything. Is that if we can keep that thing dry, the next most important thing is how well we leave that home and clean it up amazingly.
That was like the platinum guarantee that we'll talk about later on, Steve, that you've got to stand behind. You're not going to give that unless you're comfortable that Kyle and his team did the
There's a lot of
right
trust
work
there, and that, you know, that that's a huge, our platinum guarantee is a huge thing that nobody else in the country that I'm aware of offers anything like it. And I've got to trust that we've got the right products, the people, and the processes that are going to leave that customer with a bulletproof system.
I love it.
I mean, that's why someone might say to you, you know, I got a little bit of moisture, but I don't want to worry about it. I know your response is, well, we have to worry about it or you're not going to do the job, because you can't give that warranty or any of that without making sure the basement is dry first. And this is Michigan, right? And most basements aren't dry. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. We're broadcasting live from the 5th Annual Chili Cook-Off at Basements Plus.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. We are live at the Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off. Ken,
Chuck.
Steve gave you a really cool thing that he just found out about a couple days ago. They're going to win an award.
Well, they're always winning awards. If you walk into here, this whole place is full of awards on the... Yeah, and a Chili Cook-Off
Chili
award
cook-off
as
award.
Well. You know, awards are... The awards... You and I are blessed, Chuck, because you and I have been awarded, and it's an honor. Anytime you get an award,
it is.
We've been awarded from our friends in the construction industry and our friends in the radio industry, are two things that we touch much.
Absolutely.
Basements Plus is getting an award from the construction industry, the Home Builders Association. They don't give those away. Think about it, people. How many construction companies are in Southeast Michigan? You can't count that high. And they win an award on a regular basis.
I know. They've been named the Remodeler of the Year from the Southeast Michigan Home Builders Association. They'll get an award for that. Last year, we attended a dinner there where you and I were blessed to get an award. And I think Basements Plus got two or three design awards.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to one of the gals that runs their design department this next hour coming up.
Really, really cool stuff. The things that they can do in a basement today that they couldn't do when we were younger. The materials, the flooring that they could put in that when we were doing it, we wouldn't take a chance putting those floors in.
No, I look back on that. Well, you know, when I got into the industry, carpet was a real jute back. So, I mean, it was in almost entirely organic. The nylon, you know, fabrics were coming into play at that time. But if you had a water problem, that back would suffer. It would disintegrate. It would support mold. It would do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And it just got to the point where you were extremely limited with floor finishes.
Yes, and there's so many floors, basement floors, that had that asbestos 12-inch tile put on them. And what's the shuffleboard. Oh. You had the shuffleboard all over the basements growing up. My house had that when I was really young.
I forgot about that.
But we went over it.
Dad used to paint our floors.
Did he really?
In the basement. I mean, yeah, we were pretty snotty because Dad would paint down
there.
And it was cool. We've got a couple companies that you and I would trust, you know, to coat those floors, garage floors.
Yes, we do. True Tech Concrete Coating, who is our Far West Side contractor for that service, and then BCE Concrete Coating, who is our Far East Side.
And it's kind of cool because they can do custom logos. They can put that shuffleboard in, and it's a permanent system. It stops radon from coming through. It'll stop moisture from coming through. It'll enhance the value of the space. If you're going to do a dance floor in the basement,
perfect.
Perfect for that.
And so much less expensive than even doing carpeting or any kind of tile or a
luxury
plank. Yeah, luxury vinyl plank. And it's bulletproof.
I know. BCE and True Tech are great companies.
And they put great warranties. We had an email this week for a homeowner who were selling their house, and they had the people who were buying it had a radon test come in. It came in at 6.2 picocuries, and they wanted them to put in a system, a radon system. And I said, our answer was, no, not for that low of reading. That low of reading should be able to be taken care of without putting in a radon mitigation system. Exactly.
So many people will take that reading at the sump pump during the wet season, and that's the highest it's ever going to be in that location on that day and date. And it's going to be radically less than that throughout the rest of the basement, even the rest of the house.
Right, right.
So you and I tell people, test in about 8 different places, including the living area.
Yeah.
And then try to work backwards. If you, like you said, a sealed sump crack.
Yep.
A lot of times we'll lower that reading all by itself.
Absolutely. A few tubes of caulking could drop that reading amazingly. Just a few tubes of caulking. And you know, here's the thing about it down in the basement. It doesn't have to be pretty.
No.
You know, if your basement's not finished, it doesn't have to be pretty. And then if you just want to put it on and then have Basement Plus come in afterwards, you'll never see it.
You and I even talk about putting a latex base sealer on the basement floor. It'll keep dust down in the house, and it'll minimize how much stuff comes up through the soils in that concrete into your house.
Now, if they had a reading in the 10s, 10 to 15, maybe 20, then yes, it'll be tougher.
Absolutely.
We would probably suggest putting in a radon mitigation system. But even the radon mitigation system, what do you think they use power a year? Maybe $20 worth of power a year in those systems?
Yeah, they're not going to use very much. A lot of them will literally sweep the floor, create a draft across the bottom of the floor because your radon's going to come up through the floor in the moisture.
Right.
And suck it right out of that space and exhaust it to the outside. There's a lot of good stuff that Ken and I can recommend to people if they email us and ask about it. But you're right. Don't panic if you're getting that 4 or 6 picocuries per liter. That's an extremely small amount.
Because the threshold is 4. If someone has 4, then you need to do 4 or above, then you need to do something about
it. The action threshold is supposed to be 4.
Right.
But that's an arbitrary number
that
the government picked, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I remember the controversy in the real estate industry even back then about, why'd you make it 4? Well, somebody at the table said 4, so we went with 4. I mean, really.
Right.
There was no science to support it. We do believe that radon is responsible for some lung cancer, so we're not minimizing the potential negative effects.
Sure.
We are saying, don't panic if you've got low readings in one spot in the basement.
Agreed. Agreed. You know, and the thing is, it's a natural occurring substance that can be mitigated. Now, if someone's buying a house, you can actually pull up a, just simply Google radon, Michigan radon map, and it'll show you what part of what parts of Michigan have more radon content in the soils. It's southeast, south, you know, in the very the border with Indiana,
southwest,
and Ohio.
Down there, Branch County.
Yeah, yeah. And the further north you go, the less pockets you're going to be have. But as a homeowner, we understand you at least want to get it tested to make sure, especially
but
if you have kids.
But it's kind of like, you know, that well that you've talked about or that sump crock you've talked about where your neighbor has nothing but you've got a bunch.
Right.
And the same can occur in your house with radon. You could be in an area that doesn't show up on any map.
That's true.
Your neighbors don't have any radon, but you've got high radon concentrations in your basement. So it's, it is a good thing to be aware of, to test for, and to seek good advice from someone like us.
Exactly. And yeah. Again, don't worry about it. You know, as they tighten up these houses, those radon readings are probably going to go up.
Which, yeah.
But you want to be aware of it as a homeowner. If you have it, you want to know. And you may have a 6 reading and said, you know what, I want the system in just to be safe. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
I love it. We used to put a foot of pea gravel underneath our basement floors, so it was really simple. We'd run a piece of PVC up through a common wall in the house, mm-hmm. down below the basement floor, into that gravel.
Yep.
And if we had to, we could retrofit a small 12-volt fan to that PVC, that 4-inch PVC, and literally suck air out of the PV or the gravel beneath the floor.
Right, right.
And it turned into a great way for the sake of, gosh, the gravel we were going to do anyway. And I'm trying to think, it might have cost us $150 to have the plumber, you know, run that stack, that PVC
would
stack.
Would it exhaust out the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, because now if you get yep. one today, if you have one installed, it's going to run up the side of your side of your house.
Yeah.
I'd much rather see it coming out my roof.
Because it's easier, obviously, if you're retrofitting, to go outside.
Yeah.
But when we were building new, you could take that piece of pipe right up through the middle, and nobody ever even knew it was there.
Right.
You know?
Right. And you did it just in case.
Yep.
So once the house was completely done, if the homeowner wanted to measure their radon levels, and they found that they had them, it sounds to me like pretty inexpensively, they could just
put
that up.
It was something we could say to people in the sales process, look, you've got this huge drainage layer under the floor for water.
Right.
But if you ever have radon, it also allows us to really inexpensively and expeditiously retrofit a radon remediation system to your home, so you don't ever have to worry about that either.
That's cool. So there is no season. I mean, the season that people are going to notice it more are the seasons where they keep their house more tighter. So in August and in January,
you're likely.
There you go.
Yeah,
a lot of groundwater too. But again, it's nothing that you have to panic about. And you can, as a homeowner, you don't have to call a radon expert simply to test. A lot of the health departments, years ago, we could go get a radon test at the health department, and they sell them at all the big box stores
yep.
and hardware stores as well. You place them, like Chuck said, you place them around the basement, then you send them in, and they'll give you the reasons. We're going to continue this conversation. We get back and break. When we get back and break, let's talk a little bit about the InsideOutsideGuys.com and how people can take advantage of it. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.